Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden heads to Ottawa this afternoon for a long-delayed visit. Biden will meet with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau during his trip. NPR's Franco Ordonez will be traveling with the president.
American presidents often have Ottawa as one of their first foreign trips, but the trip was delayed because of COVID-19. The two leaders will discuss the climate in Ukraine, but a good bit of the attention will be on Haiti. Fear and violence have gripped the island nation as gangs have taken over the capital. The United Nations has been seeking international peacekeepers to help out the police. The U.S. pressed Ottawa to lead the effort, but Prime Minister Trudeau last week poured cold water on the idea, saying outside intervention hasn't worked in the past. But the U.S. continues to press for some kind of armed security assistance from international partners. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
A judge in Wyoming has reversed the state's ban on abortion less than 1 week after it took effect. From Jackson Hole Community Radio, KHOL, Hannah Merzbach has the story.
The plaintiffs argued the Life is a Human Right Act that made it a felony to provide an abortion would cause irreparable harm to doctors like Jovanina Anthony. She's one of the only two abortion providers in the state. Since the law went into effect, Anthony said she's had to cancel 6 appointments. Now she's rescheduling them.
Oh, I'm so relieved to be able to continue providing our care.
The district judge questioned state lawmakers' recent move to define abortion as not health care. Abortion will be legal in Wyoming until the judge takes further action. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Merzbach in Jackson, Wyoming.
The Federal Reserve has once again raised interest rates, but this time by only a quarter point. Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed policymakers are committed to getting inflation under control. As NPR's David Gurr reports, Powell is also offering assurances that the banking industry is sound.
Despite the tumult that followed the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the Federal Reserve decided to move forward with its fight against high inflation, stressing that getting it under control continues to be its number one priority. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell acknowledged there's a lot of uncertainty, and it's likely banks will be more conservative when it comes to lending. Fed policymakers say more rate hikes may be necessary. According to their latest projections, policymakers expect another increase, likely another quarter of a percentage point, by the end of the year. Although Powell emphasized, data will determine what the Fed does going forward. David Gurra, NPR News, New York.
The Fed's interest rate hike sent Wall Street stocks sharply lower in trading on Wednesday. U.S. futures, however, are flat in pre-market trading. Asia-Pacific markets are mostly lower, but up 1.6% in Hong Kong. This is NPR. The Biden administration is revamping the nation's organ donation system. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports that the troubled system has been run by one organization for decades.
Long wait times, wasted organs, problems with transparency, those were some of the complaints about a nonprofit called the United Network for Organ Sharing, which has had a monopoly over the country's organ donation system for decades. Now, the federal health agency that oversees organ donation will ask for bids from different companies for different parts of the operation. It also launched an online dashboard that shows things like waitlist outcomes and data on different hospital transplant centers. The agency also asked Congress to make changes to the law to allow for further reforms, including an increase in funding. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The CEO of TikTok returns to Capitol Hill today for another hearing on the safety of the video app. TikTok and its parent Chinese-based ByteDance are caught in a larger geopolitical battle between the U.S. and China. Some U.S. lawmakers consider the app a threat to national security. The Biden administration has barred federal workers and contractors from using TikTok on government-issued devices. Sex education in Florida would be narrowed under a bill that's being pushed by Governor Ron DeSantis' office. The measure would ban instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity for all grades in public schools. The proposal would extend a law that critics have labeled "Don't Say Gay." I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.